Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Beis. We actually reached Aleph Amud Beis. We didn't quite get to the bottom, but we're going to go back a little bit. We started the Gemara. We're going to go back to where the Gemara starts discussing again different types of houses or batim, whether they require mezuzah. The Gemara gets into the conversation about Beis Knesset, Beis Isha. Let's pick it up from when we started it. But the Gemara is going to connect the Chiv Mezuzah to the Din of Nigei Batim, last week's parsha, whether or not the Tsaras applies. Also has similar criteria to whether or not one's Mechayim Mezuzah. Let's go back to Tanar Abban. It's a bit far up the page. It's about 5-6 lines before the lines get wide on Yud Alpha and Beis. Tanar Abban. Basically, this is a base Isha, base Hashut, and Mechayim Mezuzah. A shul, a house of an Isha, a house of partners, are, yes, they are Mechayim Mezuzah. Pshita, the verse says, why would I think not? It says, Marad Mada Tema, base Chavle Beisa, base Chavle Batayim, because the Pasuk says, Mezuzah is Beisecha. I would think Beisecha is a miyat, Beisecha, and not Beisa, not her house. Beisecha v'le bateyam. Beisecha, not the bias of plural of partners, right? That would exclude both a bias of partners and a shul, which don't belong to a singular person. Beisecha is mashal singular. Kamash b'lam, we don't say that. And the Beis Knesses, the Beis Aisha, and Beis Shutan are all chayiv mezuzah. Ask Marvei Mechanami. Why taka? You tell me Kamash b'lam, you don't make such a drasha. Maybe you should make such a drasha, or it's a good drasha. Amar kol ma yivri mechem b'mechem. The Pasuk says about the mitzvah of mezuzah, very interesting, we use like the time, it's not so much time in the Torah, but the Pasuk gives a time, that put on mezuzahs in order to have lengthy days, in order to have long years. Only men require long years, not women, and therefore it's clear that it's not coming to exclude the Beis Lecha, it's not coming to make that drasha. Okay, so if it's not making that drasha, what is Beis Lecha, what's the drasha, what is Beis Lecha telling me? El Beis Lecha l'amali, kid rav adam rav derech bi'ascha. The Beis Lecha tells me derech Beis Lecha, the way you walk into the house, akar inish kari demine akar bresha. First, when he walks in, he lifts his right foot first. So it makes sense that the mezuzah should be on the right side. On the right side, when you come in to a doorway, to entranceway, that's where the mezuzah needs to be. We're darshing it from the word Beis Lecha. Okay, this again, we learned all yesterday. This is still a chazar we learned yesterday. We're going to pick it up. We left off in 3 more lines, but just it's a continuation. So that's why I'm going over this last Gemara. Says the Gemara further, Ta'idach, Beis Knesset, Beis Ashut, Beis Isha, Metam B'negayim. A Beis Knesset, Beis Ashut, Beis Isha, are Metam B'negayim. Pshita, same Shak Mataya. Why would I think not? Says the Gemara again, because I would have thought there's a meat to the Pasuk. Ma'atayim Abash Shalai Abayas, says the Pasuk, that the one who to him, that's the key word, the Shalai, Abayas, he goes to the Kayan to tell him about a Kinega, nearly Babayas, I so like Kinega. Lay. The Layla, so maybe the word Lay comes to exclude him and not her, Lay Vlaylahem, him and not them. So it's B'mai, plural, it's B'mai and Isha. Kamashba, we don't say that, and therefore the Bais has to tell us that an Isha, a Shul, and a House of Shutan is, yes, subject to the Din of Tsar Nigi Batim, of Tsaras on the Bais. Ask Marvei Mechanami, so maybe Taka this Drasha is good Drasha, why are we dismissing that Drasha? A Marka, B'Veis Eretz HaChazaschem, a general term, B'Veis Eretz HaChazaschem, in a house in the land of your inheritance, that means any house, it says Stam, any general house in the land of your inheritance is subject to the Din of Nigi Batim. Says Gemara El Loi Lamali. So that's the case. See, not Darshini Loi because of the pasuk of Beis Eretz HaChazaschem. What is the drasha of Loi used for? You're not excluding Nashim. You're not excluding partners or shuls. So what does it exclude? Misha Miachah Beis Loi She Narets Lish Ashel Kelev Vaymer Shedish Loi. It comes to exclude. It comes to tell you that who is someone that's subject to tzaras. The pasuk is giving us almost, I don't say Musar, but telling us who's going to be subject to tzaras. Someone who is a tzaras ayin. Tzaras ayin tzaras. Same exact word, by the way. Gemara Erechin tells us that tzaras comes for 6 different aveiros. One of the famous ones, of course, is Lashon Hara. But one of the other less famous ones is Tsaras Ayin, is a source of Tsaras. So here, we're saying a person who keeps his Beis Eloi, he's stingy. Someone has to borrow a kli. He says, no, I don't have. He has it. He just doesn't want to lend it. Says Gemara, this guy's lie. It's going to become known that he really has the kli and he just doesn't want to lend it. How is it going to become known? Because what does the pasuk say when the guy says to the kayan that I see it looks like a neg at my house? The kayan comes to his house and says to him, first empty all the kalim from your house. Why? Because if I'm going to declare the house tummy, all the kalim in the house are going to become tummy. Famous Gemara, Terechasa, Amamash Yisrael. But you know what's going to happen when he clears his house from kalim? It's going to be very clear that all the neighbors wanted to borrow these kalim, various kalim, which he says he didn't have, he had. So that's the Gemara, Kishnefer Sabayas, Akashach is Mepharsimit, when he has to clear the house out, when the Kohen comes to give the Psak, Prat Lamashal Kalim Bacharim, and that comes to exclude a person who does lend his kelim, that's a protection. A person who does lend his kelim, he won't have to have this pirsum take place, meaning that'll be a protection from saras, from nigi batim. His protection is because he lends kelim, because he's generous, he's not a stingy eyed, he's the exact opposite saras eyed, he'll have that protection, he won't have to have his kelim cleared out, because he won't get nigi batim. Okay, so far we've established that both shuls, private homes, and houses of an isha have both achiv mezuzah, and are subject to the din of Nigi Batim. Says Gemara, this is exactly what we left off yesterday. Basically, says, are they Mitam Negayim? Is that so? I would think that the Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash, are subject to Zimus Negayim. Mamish the drasha that we just said a few lines ago that we don't make. There's a Bryce that says we make that drasha. This is not Miyuchad. This belongs to partners, belongs to groups, and therefore there's no Tzaras. The Chorat Tzistira. This Bryce, another Bryce Gemara says, you're right. Like Kasha, Har Meir Rabban. The first answer is it's Machlekes Brises. One's Brises Rameir, one Brises Rabban. The Mark explains the time you learned that a Brisa, Beis Knesset Sheshet Beis Dira, Lachazan Knesset Chayim Mezuzah. Everyone agrees. Again, this is very clear. We're comparing and contrasting the din of Mezuzah to the din, whatever subject to Mezuzah has a bias to Gabi Mezuzah, has a bias to Gabi the din of Negoyim. So the Machlekes of here is a shul which has a room for the Chazan HaKnesses, we just quoted this the other day, which has a room for the Chazan HaKnesses, which we said is the Shamash of the Beis Knesses, that shul needs a mezuzah, that everyone agrees. There's no machlokes about that. Okay. V'she'emba Beis Dira, but the shul which doesn't have a Beis Dira, which doesn't have a residence for the Chazan, Rameir still is Mechayev mezuzah, the Chama Pait. It's very clear. Rameir still treats that shul like a residence, like a house, and the Chama don't. So this machlokes, we have two braises. One braise seems to be indicating that there's a din of Taras by a shul. Another Brisa seems to be saying there's no din of Taras, not Shver. The Brisa says there's a din of Taras goes like a mayor, says there's a chiv mezuzah as well by a shul. And the Brisa says there's no din of Taras goes like the chumim, who say there's no din of mezuzah by a shul unless there's a residence there. That's a simple answer. The Brisa is arguing in the Machlekes, same Machlekes Rabbanan and Rameir. Ibai say more, second answer. Havar Rabbanan. Both Brisas are the Rabbanan. Flaikash is still not Shver. Hadis be Beis Dira. Hadis Beis Dira. Basically, we just said in the last Brisa, even the Rabbanan agree in the Brisa we just quoted that if there's a makam dira for the chazan, for the shamish, that needs a mezuzah. So the brace which says that a shul is not subject to tzaras, not subject to think about them, is where there's no residence there b'chlal. Therefore, it's not considered a private home, and therefore not subject to tzaras. The brace which says that a shul is subject to tzaras is talking about Hachamai Eskina, so in a case where what? Where there was a room for the chazan, there was a residence there, and therefore shayach, it is subject to the din of tzaras. Ibai say a third answer, havad les be'beis dira. Both brace are talking about a shul which does not have a beis dira. And still is no kasha. Why top of your base of aleph? How the krachim at the kfarim? It depends if we're talking about a shul of the krachim of the big cities, the shul of the big cities, or the kfarim of the villages, right? The shul of the villages. And Rashi explains what is the difference. The shuls of the big city. Lots of people come in and out of the big city and use the shul. There was no known ownership group. It belonged to everyone, everywhere. There's no specific ownership, and therefore such a shul would not have a din of Nigi Batim. Whereas the shuls of the kfarim, of the small villages, because they belong to a small group of people, it's like a couple partners, right? Yes, it's more people because it's a village, it's a shul, but it's like a few partners owning it, a few known partners owning it, and that would be subject to tzaras. When the Bryce says that Beis Kes is subject to tzaras, it's like a shul of a village, and when it says Beis Kes is not subject to tzaras, it's a shul of the big city, where it's unknown, the different owners, there's many more owners than the locals, and therefore it's not considered Leah Bais. We don't even know who the owners are, it belongs to everyone, and therefore there's no tzaras. That is, again, the simple way, the way Rashi explains this Gemara's answer. But they want to bring another Malach from the Rif, Rambam, the Gemara, this really, what we're saying in our sugya very clear, is that we have a discussion whether there's a chiyuv mezuzah on a Beis Knesses, and we're saying that Pashtus was saying there's no chiyuv mezuzah on a Beis Knesses, unless there's a makam dira there. Rameir says yes, but Chum say not, unless there's some sort of makam dira, unless there's a chasna knesses dwelling there. Lemaisa says Gemara Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara brings a story over there that Abaye and Ravim walking in the street, and they kept coming to narrow pathways, and Ravim would go before Abaye in these narrow pathways in the street. When they came to the shul, Ravim says, Abaye, you go first. And Abaye says, all of a sudden now, he was upset until that Ravim was going ahead of him. He said, all of a sudden now, you remember the Gemara Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin, all of a sudden now. So Ravim said, yeah, because now we're going into a place where there's a mezuzah. Till those other doorways, those other passageways in the streets didn't have mezuzahs. They weren't placed there in mezuzah, so there's no issue of being chelik covered. But over here, by a place with the mezuzah, you have to be chelik covered. And the question over there is, why is there a mezuzah? It's a shul. it's a shul. It was a shul. They were going to Beis Medrash. They're going into. So Lemaisa in that story. So the answer over there was the Maran discusses that it's not really there's a chiyuv mezuzah. It's the type of doorway that would be chiyuv mezuzah had it not been a shul. It was the type of entrance way that would be shaykh mezuzah. It's a proper entrance way. It had it not been a shul, but of course because it was a shul Beis Medrash, therefore it wasn't subject to mezuzah. So the first one were being arrived from there, and in general they want to learn a sugya that. A shul or a Beis Medrash. Remember, we always have a chalukah between Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash. A shul or a Beis Medrash are exempt from mezuzah. And let's talk at the Baam Taisa. If you go back to the bottom of Yud Alpha Beis, the Baam Taisa says right away, the first word is Mekam Mashma to Beis Knesses, U Beis Medrash, Shen the Beis Dira. As long as there's no dwelling place there, they're going to be exempt from mezuzah. They're going to be exempt from mezuzah unless there's a place for the shamash to dwell there. The shul and the Beis Medrash are both exempt from mezuzah, and that is the basic halacha of Shulchan Aruch that a Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash are exempt from mezuzah. However, Tosfos, again the same bottom Tosfos, brings a kasha. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel brings there Rav Huna had a mezuzah by his Beis Medrash. Rebbe didn't, but Rav Huna did. Why? With Rebbe did for a different reason. Rav Huna had a mezuzah by Beis Medrash. Has the shim with our Gemara. Chareitz Astira. Tosfos wants to answer that. Enchami, the Gemara over there, Menachos, is talking about this very specific case. The reason for the mezuzah was not because of the Beis Medrash. It was a case where, let's say, Rav Huna, or there was a person's house that opened directly from his house into the shul. That doorway went from house to shul. So if a doorway went from house to shul, of course, when there's a house connected to shul, we say there is a, you wouldn't need a mezuzah. But stamaze Beis Medrash, a Beis Knesses, would not need a mezuzah like our Gemara. That's the answer. The Mar Menachos is talking about a very specific case. The Rush, however, learned this big nafkin of the Maisa. This is very relevant. If you look at our Beis Medrash right here, the armas is on the door, and it's based on this idea for the Rush. The Rush learns it's machlekes asugis. It's machlekes Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lam Gimel versus the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin and the Pashas Mashmas of our Gemara is like the Gemara in Brachos, where our Gemara and Brachos and Mashma one does not need a mezuzah for Beis Medrash Beis Knesses, whereas the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lam Gimel is seemingly holds that one does need a mezuzah and it's a machlekes. And Rush says further, Yushalmi goes like the Gemara in Menachos, and therefore one should be machmir. It's best to be machmir if one can to put a mezuzah even on a base Knesset, on a base medrash. Certainly base medrash, not sure base Knesset, but certainly a base medrash. And the quote's actually a story. The Ram Rambam was in a base medrash and he fell asleep. And he was, it sounds like he was there alone, and he woke up, and there was a ruach ra that prevented him from leaving. And the only condition they allowed him to leave is if he put up a mezuzah. Means that's part of his raya to Rush's raya to his tzad that there's a Gemara Menachos, Yushalmi, and the Surah Mumbug all saying that one should have a mezuzah on a Beis Medrash, as Shulchan Aruch Taka brings in Siman Reish Pei Vav, Ais Yud, Shulchan Aruch brings that Sifya, I should say, that one should try to be Yetzah, the Shita of the Rush, and put up a mezuzah, but we don't make a bracha. So we put a mezuzah, make a bracha. And of course, the best way, the Shach says, by the way, it's a general rule, there's one major takeaway from the whole sugya of mezuzah, of course, is that in a makam suffix, you put up a mezuzah, but you don't make a bracha. Shach adds, but you should try to put it up together with a spot that you're mechuyim mezuzah. When you put up a few mezuzah once, you don't make separate brachas. So put up a spot where you're mechuyim mezuzah, make a bracha, and then put up the other places at the same time where it's a suffix, put it up over the other places without making, you don't have to make a bracha anyway, because you get to the first bracha, but theoretically, if you're just putting up that spot, you put it up without a bracha. Okay.
Is it anywhere in the basic Knesset?
I'm sorry?
Is there anywhere in the basic Knesset? Or does it have to be right on that door that the base era is connected to the door?
It seems like as long as there's a base dira in the base Knesset, the entrance into the base Knesset now requires mezuzah. So now the what's the reason before we go further? What's the reason why the base Knesset pater? Remember, we were just explaining the chiluk between the big farim and the krachim. So really want to get to that argument. What's the chiluk? Why is the base Knesset pater? So Agamar seems to say the pater is clearly base cha and not a base Knesset. Let's say that would be the svar of pater a base Knesset. Rambam writes the pater is because of kedusha. Beis Knesses Kedusha, and some place Makom Kaddish doesn't have a din of mezuzah. Chum Sefer asked, Agamar is not mashma the way. Now the truth would be in Agamar yesterday. If you remember yesterday, we made a drasha like bias, Beis Chol like bias. Ma bias is a place of chayil. That's why the Mer at the end of Brisa, why there's no mezuzahs in the Beis Hamikdash or Lishkas Azaris, because ma bias is chayil. Af anywhere that's chayil gets mezuzah. Lafuki that which is kaddish. That really could be a source for Rambam. Problem is that may be helpful for Beis Knesses. Maybe it won't help for Beis Medrash. You have to know. So the Chum Sefer wants to suggest that our Gemara learned our Gemara like the Rif. Rambam and Agmar the Rif, and the chiluk of Krachim versus Kfarim was not a chiluk of how many people are there in the Krachim. It's anyone and everyone. We don't even know who the owners are. Whereas in the Kfarim, it's confined owner. That's what Rashi learns. The Rif learns different. The Rif learns the chiluk of Agmar is whether or not people sleep there. Similar to this idea of sleeping in the Beis Knesses, having a room for the Chazan. In the Kfarim, the nature was people didn't sleep in the shul. In the Krachim, the nature was people would It's opposite. It should be opposite. In the krachim, the nature was people didn't sleep in the shul. In the kfarim, the people would sometimes sleep in the shul. And therefore, the krachim had kedusha. That's where Rambam's coming from. Had a higher level of kedusha. No one slept there ever. And therefore, the mezuzah, whereas the kfarim had a low level of kedusha, people slept there. And therefore, had a status of dira, had a status of dira of people, not just basic kneses. And therefore, didn't require mezuzah. But again, the Chassam Sefer is learning that the Rambam's learning like the Rif in this answer. And that's where he gets this notion of kedusha being the chilik, whether it's mechayiv mezuzah or not. Okay. Says the Gemara, Kasha, with the Korachim, second line, top line of Yud Beis Manav, with the Korachim, Eim Metamid Agoyim. Is that so that we're saying the shuls of the big cities are not Metamid Agoyim? But Taimun Terabai Sechuzaschem, Achuzaschem Metamid Agoyim, Ben Yushalam Metamid Agoyim. We make a drasha that Chuzaschem tells me the Achuzim Metamid Agoyim, but Yushalam Metamid Agoyim, Rabbi Daniel Shemati, Elamakam Mikdash Babad. I only heard, you know, it's excluded from Tzaras, Dafkalamakam Mikdash. How about the Gnes Badim Rajesh Metamid Agoyim? Make a deek from Yudah that only the Makam Mikdash is excluded in Yerushalayim from Tzaraz. But the Knesset Medrashiyos, again, clear our Gemara is lumping together based Medrash based answers, they are subject to the Goyim, the Afal Gav to Krachim Nenu. Even though they're part of a regular urban city, they're going to be subject to Tzaraz. So we see not like our Klal, that Krachim is excluded from Tzaraz. Ema answers the Gemara, I'll say, Am Rabbi Yehuda Nila Shemati Ela Makam Mekudesh Bilvad. I only heard about Makam Mekudesh, meaning don't tell me that Makam Mikdash is excluded from Tzaraz, but the Knesset and the Midrashos of Yerushalayim are Mechuyev Tzaraz. We have to switch, we have to tweak Rabbi Yehuda's words and say Makam Mekudesh are all excluded. Our Makam Mekudesh are excluded, meaning the Makam Mikdash, and included in that are the Bat Knesset and the Midrashos. The Beis Medrash are also excluded from Tumas Tzaraz. My Kavifugi, what's the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda? Once we quote this Braisa, what's the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Whether or not there's Tzaraz in Yerushalayim. Tanakama Savar, Yerushalayim is Hakal Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Yerushalayim is Hakal Shvatim. The Machlekes says whether Yerushalayim was divided amongst the Shvatim. If Yerushalayim wasn't divided amongst the Shvatim, according to the Tanakama, it belongs to all the Shvatim. The Shvatim didn't have different portions. It was Yerushalayim wasn't appropriated to different shvatim, rather opposed to all Klal Yisrael. That it wasn't appropriate to any shvatim, if it doesn't have a status of Achuz Aschem, and therefore it's not subject to Tzaraz. Whereas Rida says Yerushalayim was divided to the shvatim, and since it was divided to the shvatim, therefore it is subject to Tzaraz, except for the Makam Mekudesh, the base of Yiddish, and or the base Medish, base Knesias, if you tweak the repeated words that we did to say any Makam Mekudesh in Yerushalayim. Okay, what's that Machlekes telling you whether it's divided? That Machlekes is the Machlekes of the following Tanayim. It's how you learn to the Brisa, Ma Haya Chalka Shehuda. What was the Chalik of Yehuda? Harabayas. Harabayas was in the Ma Haya Bichalka Shehuda. What was in the portion of Yehuda? Harabayas, Halishkais, the Arbayas, the whole Temple Mount, the chambers, Azores, Umayya Chalka Shem Yaman. And what was in Biyam's Chalik? Ulam, the holier part. We're in Biyam's Chalik, namely the Ulam, Vehechel, Ubeis Kedesh Gashem. That was in Biyam's part. So Biyam and Yehuda each have parts of Yerushalayim, each have parts of Ondewir, the base of Midrash rested. But it seems like Yehuda had much more of it, much more of the base of Midrash was in Yehuda's portion. But the loftier parts, namely the Hechel, Ulam, Beis Kedesh Gashem, were in Biyam's parts. Where two days, Mechel Kesh Yehuda, a strip of land came jutted out from the portion of Yehuda of Nichas Chel Kesh Biyamin. There's a strip of land that went out from Yehuda's Chelik and into the portion of Biyamin. Ubayim Mizbeach Bani, and the Mizbeach was built on that strip of land that was now in Biyamin, and it was surrounded, it was really within Biyamin's portion, but it was on a strip of land that belonged to Chelik of Yehuda. Ubiyamin at Sadek, Hay Mesar Leval Kalyam, and Biyamin Sadek was pained. He wanted to swallow up that should be in his territory as well. Shnemar, Chayfif of Kalyam. Lefikach, because he was so pained that his Chelik wasn't Zaych to have the Mizbeach, Lefikach, Zachab Biyamin at Sadek, Vinasvish Bezichin, the Gvura, therefore Biyamin Sadek was Zaych to become the Zichin, the host of the Gvura Shnemar, Ubank Seif of Shachin, between his shoulders, he's shachin, he should dwell. Meaning the of course the Aron HaKadosh was where in the portion of Binyamin. That's why he was zeichet to have the Kadosh Gashem in his own portion because he was so he had such a tithe. He was pained by not getting the Mizbeach. He wanted so much. He was zeichet to get the Aron HaKadosh. Okay, what do you see? You see very clearly that we're dividing up the Beis HaMikdash. They're saying part of it is the portion of Binyamin, part of the portion of Yehuda. That means Yerushalayim was clearly divided amongst the Shvatim. Pretty straightforward. The Haitan of Savar, Yerushalayim learns like the Shvatim, whereas this time of Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim, Tanya Mutter Baisa, Imaskirin, Batim Yerushalayim, one is not allowed to rent that house in Yerushalayim. Unbelievable. We clearly don't hold that way, certainly not today. You cannot rent the houses in Yerushalayim, Fisha Einam Shalem, because it doesn't belong to you. How can I charge you rent in a house? Even if I'm living there, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to all the Shvatim. I can't charge you rent. Forget about charging houses. You can't even charge rent for a bed. When people come, obviously this was a big money maker where people come up to the regular, they need a place to stay. And you can't charge rent not only for a house, you can't charge rent even for a bed in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the iris of the kachim, the hides of the kachim, those that came up the regal, the hides of the kachim, the baal batim could take them forcefully, so to speak. Meaning, since everyone agrees that rent you can't take, since rent you can't take, first of all, it's a raya that we hold, Yerushalayim was not divided by the Shvatim, exactly opposite of the prior raya. Now I'm saying it wasn't divided. It didn't belong to Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Yamin. It wasn't divided amongst the Shvatim. Fine, but what did they do? They took the hides as payment because they couldn't take real rent payment. So it was almost like the right gesture was that the person who's a guest in these houses should at least leave over the hides, leave over some sort of token of appreciation. Amar Abaye, something of value. Shema Amina, Arich Aretz, the way of the world, is the Derech Aretz. L'mishpach inish glufa mashkel l'mishpiza. It's proper for the person of a guest to leave the jug that he used during his stay at the hide of the animal that he might have used when he has a host. This is talking about not necessarily in Yerushalayim per se. The point just is, this is talking about in general, that it's proper, certainly in Yerushalayim where they weren't paying rent. If you pay rent, maybe you don't have to do that. But in Yerushalayim, where they weren't paying rent, they couldn't pay rent, it would be proper to leave over keil, leave over some beneficial items to the host. Exactly opposite of what people do when they leave the hotel. They, you know, pack up all the soaps and hopefully not the towels. But this is exact opposite. Leave over stuff with the host, leave over leftovers, hides, keilim, in order to kind of pay him, even though you're not supposed to, you're not mechuyev. He's not allowed to charge money. But again, we could have a machlokes of these two brayos, whether or not Yerushalayim belongs to the Shvatim. That's the first brayos, belongs to Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yamin. Or the second brayos says he can't charge money because it does not belong to the Shvatim. Taisa says a bomb kasha. Taisa says that we know that the Mizbeach, we just said the Mizbeach was in the portion of Yehuda. The Mizbeach was in the portion of Yehuda. Ritzua went out from the portion of Yehuda and it encompassed the Mizbeach. So Taisa is bothered that we know there was only a yisaid on the western and northern sides of Mizbeach. There was no yisaid on the southeastern side of Mizbeach. And logistically, I'm actually not sure right now what Teis Kash is, because Binyamin was to the east, Binyamin was to the west, Binyamin was the Heichal, the Ulam, the Kodesh Kodashim, and Yehuda was to the east. But we're saying there's no yisaid there. Again, logistically, there's a little confusion, but there's no yisaid there, because otherwise, if there would have been a yisaid, the yisaid would have, I guess the Ritzua of Yehuda was not big enough to encompass the Yisaid. The Ritzua of Yehuda was not big enough to encompass the Yisaid, meaning the Yisaid, this little base, the Amma base around the Mizbeach, it was only on the eastern, it's ironic, it was only on the western and northern sides, not on the east and the south side. What's bothering me is that Yehuda is actually to the east. The Yam was to the west, and Yehuda is to the east, and the Yisaid happened to have only been on the west, not on the east. Okay, that was the mathematics. Again, that was the mathematics, that the strip only was able to encompass that much of the Mizbeach, and therefore couldn't have a Yisaid on the southern side of the ramp, but on the small, partial southern side, and the whole eastern side didn't have the Yisaid, because that would have been made part of the Mizbeach back in B'yamin's Chelik, out of Yehuda's Chelik. As Tosfos, that all makes sense if you hold that Yerushalayim is divided amongst the Shvatim, namely Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Yehuda. So according to the Tzad, that the second base, Yerushalayim was not a Schalka, if Yerushalayim wasn't divided, why on earth would they build a structure and have a base around half the structure and half the structure around the base? Looks a little funny. It looks like an unfinished product. Why would they build the Mizbech way? Very shred l'chor, the fact that the Mizbech was, and that seems to be a universal, everyone accepts that that's the way the Mizbech was built. So why would it be built in such a funny way? Today's answer essentially is, Azoi, that must have been, we know the dimensions of the Mikdash and the Kalim were given, right, the pasuk we quote all the time, that was given over to Shlema Melch, David Melch, was given from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lai Haskel, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the directions how to build it. That was obviously part of the directions, and Taka doesn't really have such a pshat. According to the Sadi Shlema, it was not divided amongst the Shvatim. It wouldn't be a Svara, it wouldn't be based on the fact that it shouldn't be going into Chelik Binyamin, it should remain in Chelik Yehuda. It was Tam, that was the directive, but it's really almost like Azoi, Xeris Akasov, that's what we told to build. But logically, it does have a shverness to it. Rosh Shechter Shlita has a shtickle Torah. We're not going into that, we're short of time. But he has a whole shtickle Torah where he discusses that perhaps even the Ma'ad Amar says Yerushalayim was not divided. There's different dinim. Legabe certain dinim Yerushalayim was divided. Legabe certain dinim it wasn't divided. Enough gemina in that whole conversation is whether or not Yerushalayim actually could be chalila become an Ur Nidachas. It could become an Erdachas. If it's divided, L'chor Shach to be an Erdachas. If it's not divided, L'chor is not Shach to be an Erdachas, such as a conversation, L'gabi Erem Miklat. Rambam seems to bring that the Erem Miklat cannot become Erem Nidachas. And the logic they want to say, the Pashas they want to explain Rambam, is because since Erem Miklat didn't belong to anyone, therefore can't be Erem Nidachas. The Shalos, Pashas Erem Miklat did belong to people. Again, a separate conversation, but along the same lines of whether certain cities belong to people or not. So in that same shtickle, of Shach to discusses that maybe there's different dinim, when we talk about being divided, not divided, could be L'gabi certain dinim, things weren't divided, L'gabi other dinim they were. So over here too, Kasha could be legabe our sigya about whether or not it belongs to any shevet legabe tsaras. Maybe it wasn't divided, but the gabi other dinim perhaps was divided, and the gabi the yisayid the mizbeach, maybe the gabi that was potentially divided. Okay, says the gemara further.
Yeah,
because the mizbeach hazav was in the heichal, right, and already the ulam, the heichal, and the right. So I believe we're talking about the mizbeach on nechayshus. I believe so. Okay, zakti. Gemara further. With the kfarim yimitam and agayim. Kfarim. We're saying the shuls, so first we establish on top of literally first verse on the page, that the shuls of Krachim do not have Negayim, and the shuls of Kfarim do have Negayim. So first we just spent a few lines asking on the shuls of Krachim, you tell me it doesn't have Negayim, I lechoy we have raya that it does. So we said it's totally in the machaikas, whether or not, by Yishalayim, whether or not it was divided amongst the, whether or not Yishalayim is divided amongst the Shvatim. That was the conversation, legabi the krachim. Now, legabi the kfarim, the Gemara is asking the other way. With kfarim b'tam negayim, our kfarim b'tam negayim, v'atayim b'tam negayim, lachuzah, ashich b'shu eisa. Lachuzah says, till you conquer it, kav shu eisa, v'lechuk l'shvatim. If you conquer it, but then divide amongst the shvatim, chuk l'shvatim, or you divide amongst the shvatim, v'lechuk l'beis avis, but not amongst the beis avis within the shvatim, the families. Chuk l'beis avis, v'ein kom achem makir shloi. Or you divide amongst the families, but still, the people aren't able to identify which is theirs, which is not. How do we know Minayin? How do we know that Saras would not apply, still not apply, if you don't have a division up to each person recognizing which part of the piece of parts of land is his. Tam lemer bash la bayis. Misha miyuchad lai, yotze elishem miyuchad lai. That's not called miyuchad lai. Since it's not clear it belongs to, that's not called miyuchad lai. Seems like you need to be mamish miyuchad lai. So l'chara, even a shul in the kfarim, right, there's no clear indication which part of the shul belongs to which person, so it should be exempt from the din of tsar of tsaras. Mar says, you're right, go back to the first two answers. We had kashas on both directions of this last answer, making a chiluk between the shul of the kfarim and the shul of krachim. Let's follow up this last answer. Go back to our first two answers. Remember, what was our question? We have conflicting braises, whether or not there's a din of tiras on shuls, on Beth Knesias, and our two answers that we're going to stick with the fourth and third answer, but the two answers are either Rameir's of the opinion that shuls have a chiv mezuzah, even without any dwellers, and who adin, shuls will have a din of tiras, we shall have a din of tiras. Right? That's quote to Meir. And the Chumim would be the Bryce that says that no din Saras by shuls, like there's no din Mezuzah by shuls unless someone's dwelling there. That's answer number one. Answer number two is, it could be the Rabban in both Bryces. The Bryce that says it's din Saras by shuls is talking about when someone's dwelling there, and then who are then there'd be Chiv Mezuzah there. And the Bryce that says no din Saras by shuls is when no one's dwelling there, no Chiv Saras, and no Chiv of Mezuzah. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, back to Mishnah on Daf Beis. We said in the Mishnah that you prepare a backup Kohen Gadol. You prepare a backup Kohen Gadol, Shemir Apsul, in case Chalil Kohen Gadol gets a Psul. For Yom Kippur, you want to have a backup who could do the Avodah. We don't want Chalil be in a situation where there's no to Avodah Yom Kippur. Says about Pshita. Irabai Psul, Kaitim Shabbat Shazachar. The Mishnah says it's Pashat. The question really is, how are we going to establish this backup Kohen Gadol as a working Kohen Gadol. I mean, he needs to be, normally you establish him either with a Meshicha, which Chalil, anyway, you don't do Yom Kippur, certainly didn't even have him in the second Beis HaMikdash, or the second way to establish Kohen Gadol is Riba Begadim, and having him, right, the two options are either Meshicha, or having him wear the extra big dekuna that a Kohen Gadol wears, the eight Begadim Kohen Gadol wears, that can establish as Kohen Gadol. The problem is, on Yom Kippur, we know the Kohen Gadol did most of the Avodah, and how many Begadim? And only four begadim, regular big day Kohen Hegit. He didn't wear big day Kohen Gadol. So how is this Kohen, this Kayan Acher was taking over, how is he going to be established as a Kayan Gadol? That's the Mar Pshita. Ira Psul Kayan Tamash Shachar. If the Psul took place when the regular incumbent Kayan Gadol, before the Tamash Shachar, and the backup Kayan Gadol is now going to be in the Tamash, that's great, because Tamash Shachar was taken down with eight Begadim, Shemayna Begadim, the full blown Big Day Kayan Gadol. So Mechachar Hasib, Tamash Shachar, you can get a Schinach as the Kayan Gadol by wearing the Begadim of all eight Begadim of Kayan Gadol wears. That's great. Ella, the problem is, Ira Psul Acher Tamash Shachar. What if the Psul only happened after Tamash Shachar, and the rest of the day, the Kohen Gadol is wearing only four begadim. So with what is this backup Kohen Gadol establishing his status as Kohen Gadol? How are we being mechanichim, establishing him as the Kohen Gadol? Again, the question the Shainim asked for us is, what happens to the Shevet HaMishcha? We already answered that either it's talking about second bias, where they didn't have Shevet HaMishcha. We spoke out a svar. That's the basic answer we're showing you over here. Very simple. Second bias. We spoke out a svar early in the Masechta from Ramban al Torah. I think when we quoted the Mishnah or thereabouts, we spoke out this Ramban al Torah. It says that the backup Kohen Gadol would not be anointed, and we explained for the Achrenim in the Ramban because the issue of one of the five Inuyim is Sicha. You don't do Sicha on Yom Kippur, and that could be another answer. Again, I don't see the Shevet being over here, but we spoke it out from the Ramban al Torah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Adar Rav Ava ba'Avnet. You know how he's established? With the Avnet. Because the Avnet, the Kohen Gadol wore Yom Kippur, was a basic, pure belt of pishtet, of linen. There was no, it wasn't shatnez. The Avnet, the Kohen Gadol wore all year round, by the way, was a belt of shatnez. So by wearing the belt of linen, he's establishing he's doing the Kohen Gadol Zavayin. Now, there's a basic question we had already in this Masechta. What was the Avnit of regular Kohen Hedid? Was that also Shatnez all year round or not? Meaning, again, Kohen Gadol throughout the year wore Shatnez. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen wore a basic Avnit, a separate type of Avnit, basic of linen, not Shatnez. Right? Not linen and wool, just linen. So if the Kohen Hedid all year round also wore a belt of Shatnez, it's very good. On Yom Kippur, where this Kohen, backup Kohen Gadol is now wearing linen, that's establishing him as the Kohen Gadol. However, if all year round Kohen Hedid also wore linen, what is establishing this Kohen God, this Kohen, backup Kohen Gadol, that he's acting service against Kohen Gadol? If you hold the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol, Avnit Kohen Hedid all year round is the same, namely of Shatnez, then it's Gevaldik. Then when he puts on this linen Avnit, that's establishing him. If you hold the Avnit of Kohen Gadol, is not the same Avnit as the Kohen Hedid. Michael and Maymer, the Kohen Hedid was wearing pure linen all year round, so this pure linen Avnit is seemingly the same. What's establishing him as Kohen Gadol? Amar Abaye, where's the Chinuch? Amar Abaye, Leivish Shmein Amapach Betzedera. So Abaye says, you're right, you know what he does? He puts on 8 begadim, and he turns over parts of the Tamid, which Allah is, Azar Karv Yumas would apply if a person goes up, a non-Kohen goes up and turns over that which is already on the Mizbeach, turns over the Tamid that's on the Mizbeach, he's Chayiv. We know a Kohen, Bezman Sheh, Begdeim Aleim, Kroslim, only when they're wearing the Begadim are they considered Kohen. So this Kohen Gadol, act as Kohen Gadol, would wear the 8 Begadim and he would do an act related to the Tamid, even though the Tamid was already brought. He would turn over the Tamid on the Mizbeach, on the fire, and that would be enough of an Avodah to establish him a Chinuch as the Kohen Gadol. And then he goes back to wearing the 4 basic Begadim to do the rest of the Avodah. Like Rav Huna, Zar Shehafach B'tzedera Chaimis, Black My Gemara, a Zar that turns over B'tzedera with like a fork. He turns over with a fork the that which is ready on the Mizbeach. Don't say, it's ready on the Mizbeach, when's the Avodah? It's called an Avodah, turning it over on the Mizbeach, and Chaimisa. So if a Zar Chaimisa for doing it, the Kayan is wearing the Shemayna Begadim, while he does it, that's enough to establish him to be a Chinuch, even though it was, to be clear, it was an unnecessary Avodah, but since the Maisa, it's an Avodah, Zar Chaimisa for, it's called an Avodah, and it satisfies to be Mechanechim as Kayan Gadol. Rav Papa Amar, top of Amid Beis, Avodasim Mechanechim. Papa says, no, the Avodah surface of Yom Kippur has to be performed by a Kayan Gadol. Since it's a Kayan Gadol's performance, him doing it, that itself is Mechanechim. Mila Tanya, didn't we learn? Call Kam Shasa Mesha Mishchasa and Mechanechim. Didn't we learn about the Kalim? All the Kalim that Mesha Rabbeinu made, what gave them sanctification? They anointed them with the Shem Mishchav Mesha Rabbeinu. Mechan Melech, but once they no longer were anointing with the Shem Mishchav Mesha Rabbeinu, what is Mechanech the Kalim? Avaidasa Mechanechasan. Using them in the service of Avaida is what's Mechanech these Kalim and gives them, infuses them with their Kedusha. So guess what? See here too. This Kayan is doing the Avaida without any special begadim or any special anointment. What establishes them as a Kohen Gadol? The Avodah itself. According to Rav Papa, the Avodah itself is Mechanechim. By doing that by the Kohen Kippur, Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol, that itself is a good enough Chinuch. Okay. So, we had a Machlekes we just quoted in the prior Gemara, whether the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur is the same Avnet that the Kohen Hedid wore all year, or no, the Kohen Hedid wore all year, the same Avnet as the Kohen Gadol wore all year, namely the Shatnez Avnet, the Shatnez belt. So that's Gemara. Ketzer Dimi Amar, Avnet Kohen Hedid. That when it comes to Avnei of the Kohen Hedid, Rebbe, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, they have Machlekes, we're not sure who says what. Chadam, Rebbe Shalklaim, Chadam, Rebbe Shalbutz. One says it was made of pure linen, one says it was made of Klayim. This time, so Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Machlekes, but we're not sure which opinion is which. Says Gemara, this time to Rebbe, Udamak Shalklaim, it makes sense to say that Rebbe is the one that said that the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol all year round was made of Klayim. Why? The Tanakh was not the same in Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedid, El Avnei. There's no chlubit in Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedid, except for the Avnei Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Lazar Shimon Aimer Af Loy Avnei. Now this is talking about, by the way, there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedid when? On Yom Kippur. I mean, Limar's gonna spell it out for us word for word. But obviously on Yom Kippur. Every day the Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim, the Kohen Hedid wore 4 begadim. What do you mean aim bain? Limar's gonna address that. So what's Rabbi saying? Aim bain Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedid Ela Avnei. The chiluk on Yom Kippur between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedid is the Avnei, which is mashma all year round. There's no chilek because all year round the Kohen Gadol wore Avnet of Klayim, as did the Kohen Hedid. Let's see the Gemara spells out for us. Amos, what is this verse talking about? Inema, Rav Lozbe Shimon held Afle Avnet, even the Avnet wasn't different on Yom Kippur. Inema, what is this talking about? Inema B'Shayim B'Shana, Tuvik, the rest of the year is no chilek between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedid, except for the belt, or not even the belt. What do you mean? There's a big chilek. Kohen Gadol B'Shamash B'Shayim B'Shayim Kohen Gadol uses 4 begadim, and the Kohen Hedid uses only 4 begadim. So obviously, we're not talking about the rest of the year. We must be talking about Yom Kippur, El Av Yom Kippur, talking about Yom Kippur, and we're saying, Rebbe's saying that the only chilek is the belt, that on Yom Kippur the belts differed, meaning all year round the belts didn't differ, they both were Klayim. And Rav Lozbe Shimon held that on Yom Kippur the belts were the same. That means he must be the one that says that Kohen Gadol's, the Kohen Hedid's belt all year round was linen, like only pure linen, not Klayim, like the Kohen Gadol's belt The Kohen Gadol's belt on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's belt all year round was clearly Shanis. The Kohen Gadol's belt clearly on Yom Kippur was pure linen. And we're saying it's like the Kohen Hedges, according to Rav Elazar Shimon, it's like the Kohen Hedges' belt all year round, which is only linen and not Shanis. So it's the Stein that Rebbe's one that says that the belt of the Kohen Hedges all year round was Klayim, like that of the Kohen Gadol. Army the Mer says, Light. Don't be a proof of that brisa. I'll tell you the brisa is talking about. What was your question? Aim being kain gadol kain edit ella. We have machlekes. We're saying whether it's just the belt or not even the belt. So you're telling me you're talking about Yom Kippur and you have a raya that all year round the belt of the kain gadol according to Rebbe was the same as the kain edit, namely of Shanis. I'll tell you no. Read the brisa exactly opposite. It's talking about all year round. You ask me the kain gadol is eight begadim and the kain edit is four begadim. What's aim bein? We mean within the begadim that they wear the same. Within the four begadim, the kain gadol was extra. Of course, that's no shaykh to the kain hedged. Within the begadim, they wear the same. There's no chilik except the avnate. So, according to this, would be exactly opposite. Rebbe is saying that there's a chilik that the kain hedged wears a linen belt and a kain hedged wears a shatnez belt. A kain gadol wears a shatnez belt, whereas Rav Shimon was saying no, they both wear the same belt all year round. Okay. Kiyos Ravin Amar. I have a taste discussed, by the way, that why is just the belt? What about the hats? The hats are also a little bit different. The Kohen Gadol had to have a hat. Remember, the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz and tefillin. Whereas the Kohen Hedyon only wears tefillin. So the Kohen Gadol's hat had to have more space to put the tzitz and the tefillin. Taste says, the mice is the same. It's generally the same. There's a slight difference in size. That's not considered enough of a change, enough of a difference. Okay. Says Gemara. Kiyos Ravin Amar. When everyone came, he said, he established as follows. The Avnet of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, everyone agrees is linen, that's what we've been saying till now. That seems to be universally accepted, no machlekes. Similarly, B'Shai Masashana, Divrei Kol Shel Klayim, everyone agrees the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year round was made of what? Was made of Klayim and not of plain linen. It was linen and wool. So where's the machlekes? The Nechlel of Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyot. The machlekes just was the belt of the Kohen Hedyot. Whether the rest of the year, whether on Yom Kippur, Sher B'Lazer, Aymer, Klayim. Rabbi Elazar says that all year round the belt of the Kohen Hedyot was Klayim. Rabbi Shimon says all year round the belt of the Kohen was linen. So here he's clearly taking the opposite approach. He's saying like this, like the Mara's deflection that Rebbe Shita is that the Kohen Hedyot always had a belt of Klayim, and Rabbi Elazar Shimon Shita is that the Kohen Hedyot had a belt of linen. The first one, Madayik Shtikel, the Rishash, asks a question that we're saying over here that where's the machlokes about the belt? The machlokes is sa about the kohen hedyot sai b'shai mas hashana sai b'yom kippur. Why is the kohen hedyot wearing a belt yom kippur? Rishash says that a kohen hedyot cannot perform any avodah yom kippur. We discussed it earlier in Masechta. Was the kohen gadol only obligated to perform the avodas of yom kippur, but the regular daily avodas that happen to be yom kippur, even a kohen hedyot could perform? Or no, the kohen gadol perform every avodah yom kippur, even the avodas that are relevant all year round, and all year round can be done by a kohen hedyot. The kohen gadol not only does he have to do the new yom kippur avodas, he has to do all the avodas of yom kippur, even the ones not related to yom kippur. So Rishash is of the opinion that the kohen hedyot cannot do any avodah on yom kippur; all has to be done by the kohen gadol. The Balmar brings that shita. Ask the Rishash based on the Balmar, what's our Gemara saying over here? What are we saying about the belt of the Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur? Why would the Kohen Hedyot wear a belt on Yom Kippur? L'chaira, there's no avodah for him to do. Why would he be wearing begadim if there's no avodah for him to do? Gevurah Sabrina wants to sign that perhaps the Gea, let's say they have Shabbos, Yom Kippur fell on Sunday, and they still have a varma patarim from yesterday to put on the mizbeach. It's not only is it not Yom Kippur avodah, it's not even avodah from this day. It's finishing up an avodah from yesterday's kabbanas. Maybe for that a kohen hedyot could do, and that's what we're talking about, the kohen hedyot wearing a belt. Nice chap from the Gevurah Sabrina, Shaka Vataya, Kasher Rishash, Gevurah Sabrina's answer. Okay. Where's it relevant, the kohen hedyot having a belt on Yom Kippur? Again, that's all according to the sheetahs that Kohen Hedyot could not perform the Avodah Yom Kippur. According to other sheetahs that Kohen Gadol only had to perform the Yom Kippur Avodah, of course, would be relevant for Kohen Hedyot to have a weird begadim on Yom Kippur. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Afan Amit Tanina, we also learned, and this is the sheetah of Rebbe, that a Kohen Hedyot all year round, his belt was made of Shatnez al-Basari. Pasuk says that the Kohen should rear the begadim al-Basari. He's talking about the mill. Matam Alaymer Yilbash. What does it say? Yilbash. Why does it say the word Yilbash? Lavi Mitznefes V'Avneit Laharama Steshen. It comes to include to wear the Mitznefes and the Avneit when it comes to being to doing the Harama Steshen, to doing the separation of the ashes. Divya Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Seimer. Lavi Big Dekain God. Lavi Am Kippurim Shein Kisheirin Lekain Hedyot. Rabbi Deis says no. It comes to include that the Begadim of the Kain God on Yom Kippur They're kosher for Kohen Hagid, meaning we know, we've been saying throughout the Sod Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol and Kippur wears only the four begadim of Kohen Hagid, and Rav Deisa, which is Rav Deisa Shtasai, who says that you're allowed to wear those begadim of the Kohen Gadol, are allowed to be worn after Yom Kippur by a regular Kohen Hagid, because it's regular plain begadim of a Kohen Hagid. It's not special big to Kohen Gadol. Another Kohen Hagid can wear them after Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Rebbe says back, here's where we can see the proof. Rebbe, I have a Shei Chuvas Dover. I have two Chuvas. First of all, Chada, first of all, it says, you're telling me, Rav Deisa, that the begadim of the Kohen Gadol wearing Yom Kippur should be worn by the Kohen Hagid? It's not the same begad. The belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is made of linen only, and the belt of the Kohen all year round is not that, it's made of shanes. So there's again a clear riot to what Ravin said, a clear riot to the Sad that Rebbe holds, that the belt of the Kohen Hagid all year round was shanes. Clear. So that's right. That's tshuva number one. For Oid, begadim that we use for Yom Kippur, to shamash and kedusha kala, should a regular, by a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur uses begadim. A regular Kohen Hagid can use the begadim for regular avodah. According to me, says Rebbe, what's Yobash telling me? The Rabbi Sheshchakim, Yobash comes to include that the worn out begadim that are still fit. They're still fit for Avaida, even if they're worn out, they're still fit for Avaida. That is what the Yudash for the word Yobash, according to Rebbe. V'az Rebbe Yosef, Tamayi Bar, Rebbe Yosef goes according to his own Shita, we'll stop with this, Etanya, V'nicham Sham, says the Pasuk, V'nicham Sham, the Kohen Gadol does the Avaida, I'm talking about Yom Kippur, and he takes off the begadim. Venicham sham melamish tunin gniza. That teaches us that the begadim need gniza. That's so that Tanakhama the Bais holds. No one could wear these begadim again. Like Rebbe was saying, it was used for Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol no could use it again. And Rebbe says, the Shtasi says, Rebbe says, no. Shishamish ben Yom Kippur acher. It cannot be used for another Yom Kippur. It's the pasuk that the begadim were used for one Yom Kippur cannot be used for another Yom Kippur. But another Kayan could use those begadim, even on Yom Kippur. Unbelievable. A Kayan Gadol on Yom Kippur can't use these begadim again. But another Kayan, a Kayan Hedget, on a non-Yom Kippur, they could use these begadim again, according to Rav Deisa, Shav Deisa, Zashtasai, and Tanakhama fits like Rebbe. We'll pause here and pick it up with Hashem.